Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and Happy New Year. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, in cold and windy Las Vegas. My co-host Mike Reynolds in the D.C. area. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Terry. It's cold as well out here, so there's no difference
yeah.
from here to there. Yes, indeed.
Except you guys have snow. We don't have snow. That's
yes,
the difference.
Indeed.
That's the difference. Okay. Yes, so there are two more days until 2011. So that's this year just flown by like all the rest of them. All the rest of them. So join us in this chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please do so by going to blogtalkradio.com and searching for Talking Smooth Jazz, and then pull up the Joel Gaines Show and click on the play chat button, and that'll bring you right into the chat room. If you would like to speak to Joel, the number is 646-716-5485. Our guest is vocalist and keyboardist Joel Gaines. He was referred to us by violinist Noel Webb. Joel's new CD is called Just the Way I'm Feeling. And Joel Gaines, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you so much, Terry. And the other gentleman, what's the other gentleman's name? I'm sorry.
That is Mike Reynolds, my co-host.
Mike Reynolds, for sure, Mike. Good to talk to you both. How are you both doing?
Good to talk to you too. Doing great.
Yes, sure. doing well. So as I mentioned, violinist Noel Webb referred Joel to us, so let me give a big shout-out and a thank you to Noel if you're listening. Thank you so much for the referral. And I was talking to Joel off-air. He just returned from Japan day after Christmas. Tell us about that trip.
Well, as I was saying to Terry, I'm music director, a nostalgia group, or at least one of the nostalgia groups called the Platters. I'm sure people have heard of those guys. They've been around for many, many, many years. Of course, not the original ones, however. There's a Christmas show that they do over there. And like I said, I'm music director group, and we've been going over there, or at least I have, with them probably for the past 10 years now, actually. And so we tour the whole country from top to bottom, and, you know, just spreading good music, Christmas music and nostalgia music. Only You, Smoke It In Your Eyes, and all that stuff. Great stuff.
Oh, cool.
Great music, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Now, you worked with Noel Webb. You play in his band?
Yes, I play in Noel's band, and I also co-produced and co-wrote his latest CD, I believe. What's it called? I can't remember the name, but it's his latest one. Give It All. That's what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Give It All. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give It All.
Okay.
Yeah, sang and played on there, and it's good. And plus, like I said, I played in Noel's band, and I have been for maybe the last 4 or 5 years, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Joel has a new CD called Just the Way I'm Feeling. This is your second CD.
Yes, this is my second one, actually. Uh-huh.
All right, well, tell us about this CD. And I have music that I will be playing as well. So tell us about the CD.
Well, the CD, I think, is it was a labor of love, but it's an amazing labor of love. I think that this is probably one of the most a versatile CDs for me, at least, because I am singing and playing, you know, instrumental and vocal stuff, which I tried to achieve because I do sing. I love to sing. And my last one was pretty much, you know, vocal, sorry, say instrumental compositions. But this one was different, had the variety. And then I also put a couple of gospel songs on there that I did some arranging, that I did the arrangements for, kind of classic gospel songs, How Great Thou Art and Amazing Grace, which which I enjoyed performing, and had a great time. But overall, I think the CD is a terrific project, and I encourage people to go out and you know, purchase it. You can check my website out, joelgainsmusic.com, or you can find me Facebook or you know, all the Amazon and Rhapsody, CD Baby, and so forth online. And I think that there's something for everyone on that CD, in my opinion, because it's, like I said, there's some vocal things, there's some instrumental things, you know, some slow things, and some groove stuff, and I'm really pleased, very happy with it.
Now, you are a classically trained, huh?
I'm sorry?
Thompson, you are a classically trained pianist.
Absolutely.
How does that influence your style of playing?
Well, I think, and as I always tell people, especially young people that grow up or that are trying to pursue some kind of music career, in terms of influencing my style of playing, I don't know. It's just all the classical music that I've ever heard or been introduced to. It gives you an incredible sense of musicality of all the stuff that you do. It's, you know, it's something that you have to really spend a lot of time with in order to accomplish anything in that respect. So, you know, the more time you spend with whatever you do, obviously the better it's going to sound in the end. And that's, I think, primarily, I think the discipline is the most important thing. That's how it's influenced me in terms of, you know, having a lot of discipline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and in terms of all of your, you know, any of your pianists that are kind of noteworthy pianists, such as Keith Jarrett, you know, McCoy Tyner, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, you know, all these people, Joe Sample, all these people come from a classical background. Because that's how you start playing piano. you start with the classics. When you start learning how to play piano.
And when I listened to your interview with Noah Webb, and you had mentioned to him that you wanted to be a classical pianist.
Yes, I did. I really did. However, I didn't have rich parents, so you know that's an amazing undertaking for. Anyway, you can't work, you know. I mean, you can't. It's not like, you know, being a jazz musician or a working musician where you can go out and do gigs and so forth. You just literally have to practice and you know, learn repertoire all the time. That's how that works.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I wanted to mention, because the way your music is being described, from what I read on the press release on your website, it says that listening to Joel's music is like tasting gumbo for the very first time. There are so many delicious flavors happening all at once.
Absolutely.
A quarter cup of world music blended with a pinch of rock and a dash of pop, and all held together with the main seasoning of contemporary jazz.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I really think that, and I feel that that's very true. Because I guess from my own personal background, like I said, I was telling Terry earlier today that, you know, I'm music director for Tony Orlando and a bunch of people. So my background comes from different, you know, areas of music, and I love all kinds of music. I mean, from classics to country to, you know, to pop and R&B and, of course, jazz. But that's how, you know, how I like to present my own personal music, because that's where I come from. All those areas, you know, eclecticism is very important to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, who are your band members on the CD, Just the Way I'm Feeling?
Well, it's different people. A lot of a bass player by the name of Keith Roster. I had the drummer who played all the stuff on there was a drummer by the name of Cedric Anderson. And I had various guitar players, saxophone player. Gerald Spikes was on there. Percussionist, fine percussionist by the name of Eric McCain. Lent his talent. Brian Price, a very fine guitar player. In fact, I work with Brian Price in the Crusaders band. Different people, friends of mine primarily. A lot, you know, they're really good friends of mine. I've worked and known these people for a number of years, working in different music situations and so forth. So, but all just a just an amazing group of talented people, and that they made it. They made it happen for me.
Wow.
And are there any guest artists on the CD?
No, I didn't have any guest artists this time. I plan to do that in the future, but not this time. Not this time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to some music.
Okay.
Joel sent me 4 MP3s, 2 instrumentals, and 2 vocals. So I'm going to start with the first one, All For You. Tell me about this one.
All For You. Excuse me. Yeah. Well, that song, it was, how do I talk about this song, All For You? It was an inspiration, actually, that came from a friend of mine, Joe Sample. I love Joe's music, and it was inspired by Joe's music and him, you know, because he's an amazing person and an amazing musician. So that's where that came from. Yes.
All right, from Joel Gaines, Just the Way I'm Feeling CD, this is All For You. All right, that was All For You.
Yeah,
Joel
Gaines,
current CD, Just the Way I'm Feeling. Yes, very nice.
Thank
you. You mentioned working with the Crusaders. How long have you been with them?
Oh, man, I've been doing that gig for about 5 years as well. Yeah, about 5 years now. With Wayne Henderson. Wayne Henderson heads up the band. You know, Wayne Henderson, I'm sure you've heard of him.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we've been doing that, you know, traveling around, the world, actually. They had a reunion tour, though, the original guys. I think they're actually still on the road doing that right now.
Mm, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very cool. Yeah, man. And it was very successful, according to Wayne, you know, because like I said, you know, Wayne and I, we talk all the time. But, yeah, Wayne Henderson, he has his own little set of Crusaders that he, like I said, we go out and it's just a lot of fun. The music is, I mean, I've always been a fan of the music, so I'm just stoked every time we go out. And Wayne is a very, you know, good person to explore music with. He lets you really, you know, play and just, you know, be yourself out there as an artist and a musician. So that makes for a lot of fun because I like to have fun when I play music.
Hmm. That sounds great. Now, Joel, you've played with everybody from Gladys Knight to my personal favorite, Anita Baker, and smooth jazz artists and everybody in between. Now, how do you get up for a smooth jazz concert versus a R&B, you know, concert? What are the different things that you have to go through to prepare for, you know, plan a certain level of energy on certain nights?
Yeah. Well, again, and I can't express it or stress it enough. I just like to have fun. You know, music is, you know, of course, we train all our lives to play music. We go to school and practice and so forth and really, you know, be dedicated and serious about our craft. And I think for any type of any genre or any artist that I work with, and including, you know, when I do my own performances, it's just I want to have fun. I want to know that the people know that we're having fun, you know, me, the bandmates, and so forth. And it's just all about fun, man, because it's just because you want to spread good, positive energy and to people, and hopefully they'll take that energy and spread that somewhere else as well.
Oh, wow.
Cool. And you have played you've played in a lot of different genres, from pop to R&B to gospel. Has any one of them influenced you more than the other?
Well, you know, I guess probably gospel, because my dad's a minister, you know. Well, he's passed on, but he was for a lot of years. And that's I grew up in church, you know, playing music and singing in church, actually. But I never pursued an actual gospel career. I don't know, because when I heard jazz, it was like it was all over. So that's what did it for me. But like I said, my dad was a minister, and you know, of the Pentecostal faith. Yeah, that's what I was. And I mean, I'm, you know, Christian. Of course, I'm still Christian. But so we, you know, it started there, and it's still going. I mean, I still do, you know, church a lot, as much as I can.
Okay.
Now you travel all around the world.
Right.
Now, the differences in the appreciation of music overseas versus over here, what is your feeling about that? Or have you you notice it when you first went overseas, that appreciation of music?
Oh, yeah, man, it's crazy. You know, I think, America, I love America, don't get me wrong, but I think in a lot of ways we're spoiled here, you know what I mean? We just seem to have too much of everything. it's cool. But in other countries, of course, when the music isn't original music from that particular country, it seems to people have more respect for the music and I don't know, just love it more, especially Japan, you know, especially Japan, a lot of parts of Europe, but Germany primarily, England, France, of course, you know, a lot of affection for, you know, American jazz. But I'd have to say the Japanese and the Germans, they seem to top
they'd seem to top all the countries because they love, I mean, they just absolutely love music. I mean, it doesn't matter. They just love it. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So now when you're over there, how does the language barrier, does that come into play, or you just play and they just love music?
Only if you're trying to buy some coffee. But when you play the music, there's no barrier, man. I mean, they know the lyrics, and of course, they probably don't know what they're saying, but they know how to pronounce words. You know, it's amazing. but yeah, only when you try to get a meal or try to make your way on the train or something like that. That's the only problem. It could pose one, but other than that, man, it doesn't matter. It's just what it's. Music is so amazing, you know, how it affects people. It doesn't matter what language you speak, what culture you are, and color, and it's just an amazing thing to be a part of. And I feel so fortunate, so blessed to be able to be a soldier of that situation, and spreading love too. You know, it's all about spreading the love, man, and that's what people feel. I often tell people, you know, we're Pied Pipers of love out there. That's what we do. And it's a good thing. It's an amazing thing.
Mm. We are talking to vocalist and keyboardist Joel Gaines. His new CD is called Just the Way I'm Feeling. I want to welcome to the chat room Anita Ross, Jazzy Chick, Lori G, a couple of guests. If you have a question for Noel, please post it in the chat room, and I will get that to him. If you would like to speak to him personally, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. I want to get back to some music. One of the songs that you sent me, Noel, the title track, I really, really like this title track, Just the Way I'm Feeling.
Okay.
Who's playing the guitar on this?
That's not a guitar player. That's me. I'm playing a keyboard. It's like a simulated guitar sound on the keyboard.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's what that is. Now, there is a guitar player on there who does play some actual guitar. When his name is Brian Price, but the actual lead sound, you know what I'm saying? That's a simulated keyboard guitar sound of which I play.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, well, this is the title track from the CD, Just the Way I'm Feeling.
Great, thank you.
I like that. That was
that
the title track, Just the Way I'm Feeling.
Oh.
Yes, I like that.
Thank you, Terry.
Yes. Yes. And it's funny that the guitar is the piano. I like that.
Yeah, it's a key word. I was, you know, when I first heard that sound, of course, you know, we as musicians and keyboard players, we always fool around with all kinds of electronic keyboards and so forth. And that inspired me to do that, write that song with that sound. And so I go, you know what? I have to play the melody on, you know, on the record. So that's what I did. So it came out. It's terrific, yes.
I like that. Again, that was the title track, Just the Way I'm Feeling. I have a question for you from the chat room. Anita would like to know, do you play any other instruments?
No, I don't. The piano is enough challenge for me by itself. I'm still trying to master that. Although I would like to. I love drums and I love bass, so I don't know if I could be a musician of any other type. I would either like to be a bass player or a drummer because I'm very much into rhythms and you know, so forth with drums. I love that.
Okay. She also asked me if I was going to play any songs with you singing on it. So, yes, I will indeed. I have two songs within singing, so I will be playing those as well. Okay. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No. I didn't have a question.
Okay.
So. Well, I do. Let me ask real fast. Now, you mentioned that you I guess the bass and the drums. Now, I've heard that once you've learned how to play keyboard, it's easier to learn how to play another instrument. Is that true? Or do you think that that's true?
Yeah, I guess in some ways, because you, like I tell people, when you go to any institution of higher learning, you have to have piano proficiency before you graduate. Whether it's, it doesn't matter what you play, or singer, or whatever, in order for you to, like if you go to university or conservatory, that kind of thing. So, piano is very important, and I don't know that it would make it easier because all of it is physically challenging. It can be with the guitar, and then of course if you're a horn player, you have to deal with the embouchure, your mouth and your lungs and that kind of thing. But they're all physically challenging, and depending on who you are and how well you adapt. Some people, honestly, I have friends that just pick, like you might know people, they just pick stuff up so easily,
Yeah, that's true.
And it stands the same with musical instruments, but easier, I don't know. It's like I said, I think in terms of the theory of music and so forth, that does help with other instruments if you started off on piano. But other than that, you just really have to, what they call, you have to get in the woodshed and practice. There's no magic bullet, no osmosis, none of that stuff. You just got to get down to business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's cool. But again, all a labor of love, all a labor of love.
Yeah.
So, Joel, who are your influences on, piano or keyboard or otherwise?
Well, I guess it goes to, like I said, the classical, Vladimir Ashkenazi, Vladimir Horowitz. Those are two of my favorite classical pianists. And, of course, we talk about jazz. I mean, Keith Jarrett. I absolutely love Keith Jarrett. Of course, Chick Corea, Cedar mm-hmm. Walton, McCoy Tyner. McCoy, Cedar, like I said, Chick. Of course, Joe Sample. And of course, I guess my all-time favorite would be Herbie Hancock, and I say that because of how eclectic his music has always been through the years. Herbie has done a little bit of everything, and I like that. Although, being a jazz musician, a lot of jazz musicians are pretty, they're puritanical that way. They just want to play jazz, which is cool, and I respect that, but. I like different types of music, but I'd have to say with Herbie on that note. But all the rest of those guys, they're just amazing, amazing musicians, and they've influenced me at some point or another.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's listen to one of the vocals that Anita is waiting to hear.
Okay.
So I'm going to, okay, let's start with I Am Waiting. Tell me about this one.
Oh, I'm waiting. Ah, well, I guess it's kind of a love story or a sad story to some degree. Heartbroken, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, we go through all that sometimes, you know, all of us. And that's where it came from, specifically. That's kind of story it's telling. And so, you know, hence the title, I Am Waiting. So that's what I'm doing.
I Am Waiting. Mm-hmm. All right, here is I Am Waiting.
With only you, my darling.
Joel Gaines, Just the Way I'm Feeling CD.
Yes.
Right, Mr. Gaines. Now, how old were you when you started playing piano?
I was eight or nine. Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh.
And when did you start singing?
I'd probably say off and on about 12, 13 in church, you know, church choir and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, for a long time now. I mean, in a lot of ways I don't consider myself a singer per se, because I'm a musician that way, but, I guess we all have voices, right? So either way it goes, it's some kind of singing we do, even if it's in the shower or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's my best singing. I do my best singing in the shower.
No, so we're all singers at some point. I love it though. I mean, it's an amazing way to communicate and get the human voice is always amazing. So I continue to try and be the best singer that I possibly can. But I guess ultimately it really is getting your story out. You know what I mean? Whatever story you're trying to demonstrate in terms of your music vocally. Sometimes you don't have to be a great singer in order to communicate that story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you talked about on your interview with Noel Webb that I found interesting, you had said that transcribing music is the best way to learn jazz improvisation.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. Would you explain that?
Well, the transcription, because I've been doing that for a lot of years, and a lot of people do it, musicians. Like, for example, if you maybe pick one of your favorite artists, jazz person a recording artist that's been around, maybe Miles, something like that, and what you do is you listen to how they solo, how they phrase, and actually write it out, you know what I mean? Write it out in manuscript, physically write it out, and then that way you can look at it and see what the music value it has to it, and then that gives you kind of get more deeper into how that's executed, how the person does it, like say Miles or whomever, and it gives you a better way of learning how to phrase and so forth. So yeah, transcription is extremely important. I try and tell the young people, students of music, and whomever want to try and getting to play music better, at least jazz music, because there's so many recordings available,
Mm-hmm.
And so you just take time out to really sit down and like I say, transcribe the solos or try and pick out the harmonies, if it's which is really important, harmonic structure and harmonic balance. That's very important. Like I say, the way that's phrased and harmony. It's very important, and linear stuff as well. But as a horn player, but as a pianist, we live in harmony. That's what we live in. piano players, because we're playing more than one note at a time. You know what I'm saying? So
I thought that when I heard that, I thought that was very interesting. I've never heard anyone suggest that.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah. I guess maybe they think it's over people's head, but I think people should know things, because it's always information, knowledge is king. So I try and tell people as much as I can about whatever in order for them to have a better experience in what they do as well in terms of education.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I am, I'm a major proponent of education. I think that's just so important and so necessary, especially if you want to really get the optimum out of your personal talent. That's really, it's just very important.
And are you teaching, are you doing any teaching in schools or anything like that?
No, I don't. But from time to time, I'll do some seminars and things of that nature. But I don't teach, full time, but I have a lot of friends that do, and like I said, you have to. I can't stress education enough, especially to young people, because that's how you accomplish things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and especially in music, it's like these
people, young people, they listen to their favorite musicians or that kind of thing. And go, wow, I wonder, you know, how they did this and how they do that. It's like, you know, they took the time to study and like I said, do get in the woodshed and do that practicing. You know, very important.
All right. So what's coming up for you in 2011?
2011. Well, the CD that's out now, I'm still trying to push that. You know, it's got some more life to it, I'm sure. And I'm trying to get people to hear it. And, of course, some touring and, you know, with some things with Noel. And like I said, I'll be at in Europe with the Crusaders in February. Yeah. And working on I've already started working on my new project, new CD already, another one. So that's...
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to keep going. I don't know if I'm going to be able to release that this year. I'm hoping so. I really want people to, hear and get a hold of this project, You're Just the Way I'm Feeling. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to put too much music out on the market, you know, right away.
And then your debut CD, I Wonder Could It Be You, is that still available for purchase?
Yeah, I think that's still available through some online stuff. I haven't, you know, I don't really know. I was with a record company, Indie Rock Records at the time, so I don't know. Of course, our relationship is no longer, but I don't know if I think there is some copies of that available online at Amazon.
Okay.
Places like that, of course, yes.
Okay, all right. So Joel Gang's debut CD is called I Wonder Could It Be You.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to check that out and maybe find that on his website. I did see something about it on your website,
JoelGangMusic.com. Yeah, that's right. Glad you reminded me, Terry. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's a link there for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to purchase the debut CD. So check that out as well. And then again, his current CD is called Just the Way I'm Feeling, and that is available on CD Baby, Amazon, and iTunes. So you can check that out as well.
As well
and,
as Rhapsody. Rhapsody, too.
Rhapsody, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mike, did you have any other questions?
No more questions for me.
All right. Well, then, Mr. Gaines, we're going to say goodnight to you and wish you a very happy, happy New Year.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to one of my biggest fans, and Sharon Sapigal. I'm gonna give a big shout out to her and thank her for all of her support, and I love her. She's terrific. She's been an amazing fan. So Sharon Sapigal, there you go. Good shout out to her.
Well, Helly, a shout out to Sharon. Hey, Sharon. And we want to thank Noel Webb once again for referring Joel to us. So thank you, Noel, if you're listening.
Hey, Noel,
for the referral. Yeah, thank you so much.
No,
well,
no.
Much continued success to you, Mr. Gaines, and we look forward to hearing more from you in 2011.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. I appreciate your time and your interest, and I can't thank you enough, both of you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk soon.
You have a great evening and happy New Year to you.
Same to both of you. Thank you again.
Okay, now.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Joel Gaines. Again, you can pick up his current CD, Just the Way I'm Feeling, on joelgainesmusic.com, as well as CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and Rhapsody. So check that out. And Mike and I, tomorrow night, will be revealing our top 10.
Top 10.
So excited. So excited.
Have fire left.
So that is going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific, and this is how we're doing it. We are doing a top 10 for major and top 10 for indie, so we'll each have 20 apiece. And these are for artists that we have interviewed this year and who have released a CD this year. So now there are artists that have released CDs, but we have not interviewed them.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Butler, Norman Brown.
Paul Brown.
Okay.
That's about it. We interviewed everybody else.
We did not interview those artists, so we would not be adding
them. Incognito.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, we got to get Bluey on the show.
Just so those artists that are listening know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Just so you know, if we have not interviewed you and you released a CD this year, we will not be counting you in our top 10. Sorry. And
if you guys released a CD in 2009, like, because, you know, some people say, hey, mine came out late 2009 or something like that. No, 2010. It had to be from January to the end of this year, not November of 2009. Oh, mine was, you know, just new. It came out in 2009, so it should be included in that. No, 2010.
You know, Carol has something to say. She's shaking her head in the chat room because for not adding Boney. Carol, we love you and we love Boney, but you know Someone Your Love came out in 2009, so unfortunately he cannot be included. Groove.
Yes, we have.
Lori just posted Use Groove. Did we miss him?
Right. Yeah, no, we didn't interview him. We haven't had Ujo on yet.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, Lori. Yeah. We have not interviewed you, Scrooge. That's right.
So he's not available for the top 10 hot fire list. No, he's not available for that right now. But it's going to be interesting because some of the names that I submitted my top 10 to Terry, well, my top 20 to Terry today, and we're not coercing each other to change out picks and everything. And we're not, we go back and forth on who we like and things like that, but, you know, from 10 on to 1, you know, we ultimately made our own decisions and not like say, hey, Trey, you should put this guy here, or Mike, I like him, you should put him in. No.
Mm-mm.
He got hers, I got mine. So.
I think you're going to be surprised, too, about the order of our the order of the list. We picked some of the same artists, but they're in different order. So I think you're going to be surprised about that as well. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I think the artist period they'll be surprised about, especially on the indie side. I mean, you know, we've interviewed just about every major artist. So, you know, we like certain people better, certain ways of styles of playing. So that's how we've, I guess, in our top 10, So I've already told some artists, they hit me up on Facebook, on email, hey, Mike, vote for me. I had to respond back, no. I had to tell them, no. I'm not voting for you. If you ain't bringing fire, you ain't on my list, bro. You have to be spitting that fire right now, okay? We're not talking about that slow stuff that put you in sleep.
He says spitting hot fire.
That's right. You got to be, the keyboard got to be burning hot, or the saxophone got to be blazing, okay? That's what I'm thinking. So, yes.
And we want to know who your favorites were this year. So if you would like to call in and share who your favorites were, please feel free to do so as well. We would love to hear who you like this year. So I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a pretty good show. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's show. So that is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, we will be playing one track from each person. We'll be playing one track from each artist that we select. And if we select, I guess, the artist twice, like she said, we had certain people selected in our list, but in different orders, we'll just play a different track, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll be a 2-hour show. It will be a 2-hour show for the East Coast. Just warning you, it'll be a 2-hour show. So we will be doing our top ten. And playing some music as well. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to this one. I am looking forward to this show. All right, this weekend is New Year's Eve weekend. So we will not be on the air. We will be back tomorrow night. And then on Monday, January 3rd, we will be talking to drummer Eric Valentine.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that as well.
And we also have, can we announce the other guy that hit us up?
No, not yet.
We came out with this other guy. Well, we already posted it on our Facebook page that he's coming on. I mean,
not yet.
We need some more information about why he's coming back? Okay, all right.
We need some more information. We got a request from an artist to come back onto the show, but I'm not going to reveal who that is right now. I'll tell you on Monday. How about that?
Well,
I'll
Probably you can tell them on Monday, or they can just go to my Facebook page and find out.
Oh, well, okay.
It's on there.
I'll just go ahead and say Brian Culberson contacted us and asked us if he could come back onto the show. And, of course, I said yes. So he is scheduled to be on Monday, January 10th. No, Lori, not Joe Yander.
You know what? That's it. Lori, that's it. You are on probation right now. That is it.
Oh, my gosh. No, Lori. No. Okay. All right. So I'll tell you who else is coming up in January. Farnell Newton, Quentin Gerard, Isaac Valenzuela, trumpeter Isaac Hayes, Frank Piombo, and Ben Roundtree.
We got Isaac Hayes? Isaac Bird, right?
Isaac Valenzuela. Valenzuela.
Yeah, and Isaac Bird Jr., right?
Isaac Bird, yes.
Yeah, okay, yes. Right, because you said Isaac Hayes. Okay, I just figured that's true.
No, trumpeter Isaac Bird.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
did I say Isaac Hayes?
Yes, you did say Isaac Hayes. Yes, you did. I know it's getting late. It's getting late out there. Okay, I understand. But yeah,
did
but
I really?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Chat room, did I say Isaac Hayes?
Okay. Yes, you did. I tell you.
All righty. Okay.
But I can't wait to talk to Lynn Roundtree. I said you guys will be really, really, in for a treat with Lynn. His music is very up tempo, very soulful. I love it. I mean, especially for a trumpet player, I can't even compare him to anybody. And the guy's just fire. Him and Farnell Newton. So, Farnell is a, great trumpeter, too. He was just on the BET Awards. So, just these artists that we have coming up this year, they're going to be some nice young artists. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we... mm-hmm. I'm not drinking, Anita. Hello. She told me to put the cup down. I'm not drinking. Okay. All righty. All right. Well, that is it for this evening's show, unless you have something else to add, Mike.
No, just keep tuning in, keep supporting the artists, and if you guys promise to keep supporting the artists, I'll try to stop causing trouble on Facebook with my posts. So, yes, please support the artists.
That's funny.
I think I may be messing some people up right now, out there with these posts I'm doing. So,
definitely. Yeah, you guys are gonna have to be supporting Mike in a minute.
Yes.
You have to support Mike in a minute. All right. Okay. Thanks to Anita, Bonnie Fan Carol, Lori, Cheryl, and the guest 1237 and guest 9937. Thank you all for joining us in the chat room. I appreciate it. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen,
Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow night. Until then, keep it smooth.